The next person I've got here is Cez Thomason, is a Labour member and slam poet. Off you go.
Hi, thanks everyone for coming out. I was going to read a poem tonight, but I've got a mole very deep in the Labour coup, and they've actually sent me an email of, I think it's a diary entry, it seemed to say HB on it, it's at the top, I'm not sure. It's a bit negative at first, but I think maybe it starts to turn around, I don't know. He's a stroppy backbencher who doesn't play ball, and he wants to be leader. Imagine the gall. Well, at least we all know he's got no chance at all. They won't elect Jeremy Corbyn. What can he be thinking? He's certain to lose. And he's not very slick when he's seen on the news, and we think that he may harbour socialist views. They can't elect Jeremy Corbyn. Now the membership's swelling, we should be ecstatic, but the new member's allegiance seems rather emphatic. They can't vote for him, that is undemocratic. They might elect Jeremy Corbyn. But the press, they'll stop him from getting too big. Miliband had his bacon and Cameron his... Surely this man has some dirt that the papers can dig. They won't elect Jeremy Corbyn. He likes growing veggies and knows when to plant them. Hates nuclear weapons and thinks we could ban them. Didn't do up his tie and won't sing the anthem. It's tough smearing Jeremy Corbyn. He's tough on ex-leaders whose war was a crime, and he's voted with history time after time, and we've asked very nicely and he won't resign. No pushover, Jeremy Corbyn. Could this stroppy backbencher be right after all? Perhaps we should be heeding his clarion call, because now is the time for the left to stand tall, united by...
Jeremy Corbyn!